Cynthia Wilson, and this message is for you. This podcast covers micro-motivators to encourage you to act because small actions can make a big difference in your life. Welcome to episode 17. Today's message is Listen to the Rocks. Several years ago, my husband and I went to a forest bathing workshop with the Soji Zen Center. It was held at Newland Grist Mill here in Pennsylvania. We were told to walk around the park, observe what was all around us, and then find a place to sit for a little bit and write down our experience. It was a very individualized way to connect with nature. Then at the end, we regrouped and discussed our experiences. Here's mine. I love to take photographs and was told that there was a dam down the path. I wanted to go and take a few pictures of it. Along the way, I stopped at a pond and saw frogs and dragonflies. As I walked further, I heard the water beating on the rocks, and it sounded like a drum. I decided that was the place where I needed to find a spot to sit. I continued until I reached the dam and got a few pictures. Then I headed back to find the spot where I heard the water beating on the rocks. When I got there, I saw that the tree that I intended to sit by had a spider web with a spider on it. I decided that I did not want to disturb it, so I turned around and went to the next tree. I felt the cool ground and could reach my fingertips into the water to feel what was all around me. I closed my eyes and listened, and I heard passing cars and an airplane, and then the sound of a hawk. I opened my eyes to try to get a picture, which wound up being impossible with my view under the trees. But I saw something else magnificent. The hawk led me to a ruby-throated hummingbird in its nest in my direct line of sight. I was able to get a few pictures of it. I felt really lucky to be able to see such a beautiful vision. I really believe that it was paying attention to nature that gave me that moment. I felt truly connected with nature. This weekend, we did a similar workshop with the Soji Zen Center at John Hines Wildlife Refuge. But the biggest difference was that we spent more time with the group. We all walked together down the path to the big boardwalk with a sense of community, and this provided a shared experience for many things, but also individual observations. I stopped to capture an image of a skipper. Another man paused to listen to the song of the northern Perula. Some people saw an eagle, others a garter snake, and some saw crayfish and others a snakehead fish. The minnows were plentiful with the low water, as were the turtles. Shorebirds were all around the refuge. Swallows were all around the refuge. One of the pivotal moments for me, though, was when we saw a very talkative catbird, and we all just stood there listening to it talk, listening to the sounds of the bird. I had been at John Hines Wildlife Refuge the previous week, and I had a similar experience with a talkative catbird in the very same area. It was so nice to share that experience with others in this walk. We did have a little time for our own exploration or simply sitting in nature. During that time, I saw a turtle with a very beautiful orange and black design on its shell. I heard the sound of a red-shouldered hawk, and then I saw it through the trees. I saw goldfinches, red-winged blackbirds, yellow warblers, swans, mallards, and a Canada goose. As we gathered together at the end of our day to share the experiences, A red-tailed hawk briefly hovered near the pavilion. It was so great to hear the wonderful experiences of the group. Our natural environment is to be treasured, and the more we connect with it, the more that we will see how important all the creatures, trees, and water are for our lives. If you would like to learn more about forest bathing or connecting with nature, I'd recommend reading a few books. Forest Bathing by Dr. Cindy Gilbert is one of them. And the other is one of my personal favorite books. It's called Speaking with Nature by Sandra Ingerman and Lynn Roberts. So listen to the rocks and remember, this message is for you.